the Leafs taking on the Canadiens in Montreal Saturday night. It is hockey night in Canada, 7 p.m. puck drop on CBC. The Leafs looking to finally end, I don't know, Rand, what is it, a three-year run, a four-year run without beating the Canadiens?
Yeah, it's been a long time, 14 games. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. And I remember last year watching the Montreal Canadiens between the benches, if it was at Air Canada Center or, you know, the Bell Center. At times you felt like the Maple Leafs were really close to beating the Montreal Canadiens. But really, when you look at the big picture, it's always about the Leafs starts versus Montreal. Sometimes they're not starting the right way. They're starting late, and the Canadiens were taking advantage of that. So how is it going to be starting at 7:15 tomorrow night? That's a great question. Now, look at the way the Maple Leafs are starting their games right now. You have to give them a lot of credit. Even versus the Devils, they scored early. They weren't able to win that game, but you expect that they're going to tight up their defense, and you expect a way better game from the Maple Leafs on Saturday night.
We know what the Leafs' issues are. I mean, we've seen them. Well, they go back to to training camp. I don't think anybody's necessarily surprised by what we've seen defensively out of this team. I don't think anybody expects to see a 3-on-5, to give up a 3-on-5, as we saw them do to the Devils. But what type of Canadiens team are the Leafs going to be facing Saturday night, Ren?
Well, it's quite easy. You look at the way the Devils played on Wednesday night, was it?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the way they play. It's really simple. They at times they were just giving the puck to the Leafs defenseman, and they were taking advantage of it. I mean, and that's what the game plan will be for Montreal. Talking to Alain Astradine, who's an assistant coach with the Devils, I asked him quite blank, was the game plan was to give the puck to the Leafs D's and making sure that they're going to try to play with the puck. And it was like that was the game plan. Totally. It's a fast team. The Maple Leafs are a fast team. But if we're playing as fast as them, we think we have a chance. And that's the Devils talking. So you have to expect exactly the same thing on the Montreal Canadiens side. Mike Babcock obviously is a great coach. He's going to try to find a way. But you have to realize that even if he wants to find a way, I feel like the Toronto Maple Leaf defensemen, there's so much they can do, honestly. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that last year. I remember us talking about, is it time to trade JVR to get a defenseman? And I was like, I'm not sure. I wouldn't do that because he's a – you know, he's a great forward, and he's an important part, I think, on that team. But now, the Maple Leafs are not just a team that's going to go in the playoffs. We all know that they can do a lot of damages. And it's better to do it now than waiting another 3 years. I think last year was just a good season for the Maple Leafs, just to show the world what they can do. But we do feel from the outside that they can do much better than last year. And we do feel that they're close to get to go as far as they want to be. But they need defensemen. They need a couple of guys, veterans, obviously, that can move the puck. I love Ron Hennessy. I think that was a great move. And I look at the way he played versus the Devils. You know what? He played a good game. Zaitsev, same thing. So those two guys, there's no problem. Obviously, there's some skills players, but the number five, number six defensemen, they're young right now with the Maple Leafs. I'll go outside and find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there is, maybe not now, but you look at some teams, we all know they're not going to make the playoffs. They need to push up, put all their pro scouts around those teams that are going to struggle at one point, and you need to find those players, because I think it's going to be important for the Maple Leafs when trading deadline is going to arrive to be sure that those problems that they have right now will be resolved.
Ren, what problems do the Canadiens have right now? When you look at this start, I mean, it appears you know, it appears even with Jonathan Drouin, it appears as if the, from a distance there just isn't enough talent there, you know?
I wouldn't go that far right now, honestly. I think you look at the Blackhawks are a really good team. They had a great start, but honestly, I'm pretty sure they left Montreal happy with the win, but they all knew it was all Corey Crawford. Okay, let's be honest here. The Montreal Canadiens were the first period, it was all Montreal. The third period, it was all Montreal. So what the Canadiens need right now, it's really simple. First of all, bounces. They don't have the bounces. You know that it's going to come at one point because those A++ scoring chances, they had it. It's just a question of time right now. I think they need to understand that if something quote-unquote bad is going on the ice, like Shea Weber's goal on Sunday night in at the MSG, that was a goal in my book, okay? And talking to a few people around the league, it's a goal, but it was disallowed. It's all right. It's not a problem. It's maybe a 50-50 call. But instead of saying, you know what, it happens, we need to battle. No, the team was, the confidence of that team went south, and that's why the Rangers were capable of winning that game. Versus the Blackhawks. So they're, you know, cruising in the first period. 2 minutes left. You have Jordy Benn trying to move the puck. And he the puck touched the linesman, goes back in Montreal territory. 2 seconds after, you have a goal. And instead of saying, you know what, it's a fluke goal, it's not supposed to happen, let's work hard, 20 seconds after, it's 2-1. So, and after that, it took technically the second period for these guys to forget what happened and think about what needs to be done in the third. It was a little too late. Obviously, it's the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. So they need to play with confidence. They need to forget that the bounces are not going their way. And if they score a goal, it's not they need to score another one quickly.
Right.
5-on-3 for 40 seconds in the first period versus the Blackhawks. If you're not scoring there, you're giving a lot of oxygen to a really good team. So they need to take advantage of what's in front of them. They need to bury those goals. They need to play with confidence. It's going to come, okay? If we have this conversation, you and I, in, like I said, maybe in a month, it's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a really tough season if we have the same conversation in a month. But, Jeff, I do expect with the character on that team, with Claude Julien as a coach, I expect things to change. Is it going to be this weekend? Is it going to be in California next week? I don't know. But things are going to change at one point.
You know, Tuesday night, I mean, this is a team that's had, what, 14 power plays. They had 5 Tuesday. Yeah. They didn't get a goal. Yeah. But if you watch them on the power play Tuesday night, I mean, I know you did, but I'm saying if you watch them at TV, and you know, it looked like they were doing everything right, including getting the puck to the net. It just wasn't going in. And, you know, you talk about a puck luck. I mean, I thought particularly on the power play, that was obvious.
It was obvious. It was obvious. You're asking players not only to get good shots on net, but you need somebody to get those rebounds. And they were there. They were there. They were available for them, okay? So you look at the Canadiens. You look at their forward lines. I don't have any issues with their forward line. There's no problem, but you have Alex Galchenyuk, okay? And all the attention right now is on him. Mm-hmm. It's kind of if we look at what happened at practice on Wednesday, there's a practice starting in an hour and a half in Montreal right now, not in Brossard, in the suburb. But anyway, you look at Galchenyuk, he was practicing on the fourth line, okay? Is he going to start the next game on the fourth line? I don't know. Is he going to finish the game on the fourth line? Hopefully not for him. But what I mean by that is you have a player that's struggling, okay? He's got no confidence in his game. The problem is he's a good player, but every time he has the puck, he's losing the puck. So every time a player is losing the puck on power play, like it happened twice last game, it's hard for the other guys on the ice. It's really hard. And the first thing that you want to do is not to give that player the puck because you know that you're maybe going to put your team in jeopardy on your power play. So he needs to be back where he was at this time last year. one thing that people are noticing is he's not working hard enough. Some people are saying, well, you need to put a player in an area where he will be able to work hard. I don't believe in that. You work hard or you don't. And it's not about where you play in that lineup or who you play with. If you're a professional making $5 million U.S. per year, I mean, you don't need to. You need to make your people around you better, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Not, it's not the other guys who needs to make you better. You need to make the other guys better. So that's what he needs to work on right now. If it happens, Jeff, the Canadians are going to cruise to the playoffs. If it doesn't, it's going to be a problem because you have, I guess, the coaches look at him maybe scoring 25 goals at least this year. I don't see how he's going to score one right now. So the only good thing that I'm hearing from that dressing room is he cares.
Mm-hmm.
He do care. So that's at least something that I'm pretty sure that management is happy to hear. If he wasn't unhappy, if he was okay with what was going on, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. But if the guy cares, at least you know that you can work with him, you can help him, you can make sure that you're going to put him in the right situation. It's really a question of playing with the puck. He did that the last preseason game versus the Ottawa Senators. He did it the right way. He played the right way, played a great game, but it was versus a team that didn't want to be there. So it was easy. So he needs to have another game like that. And if it happens, he's not gonna play on the fourth line or on the second power play. He's a first power play guy. He's a top six kind of guy. And so if it happens, everybody's going to be happy in Montreal. If it doesn't, it's going to be tough, Jeff. It's going to be a struggle because you need a player like that to score goals.
Ren, when does the heat, or has the heat already started to come down on Marc Bergevin this season? I mean, I'm not saying I think it's fair because I kind of don't. But and when I say heat, I don't mean necessarily phone-in shows and things of that nature. I mean, you know, when people in a position to make a decision or people in a position to have some input into that decision are unhappy with Bergevin. That's the type of heat I'm talking about.
Well, first of all, he's starting this year a 5-year contract extension. So, I mean, if you start a 5-year contract extension, I understand that people wants to... because of a bad start like that, they're looking at one of the statements that he said at the golf tournament. We have better D's this year than last year, and here in Montreal, it's all about that quote right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Jeff? I think he's right.
Right.
I really think he's right. Okay. But it's a tough situation, kind of a perfect storm. Why I'm saying that, okay? You have close to a new defenseman from top to bottom, at the exception of Shea Weber. Davidson was there last year, but he arrived during the season. Jordy Benn, same thing. I mean, Jeff Petrie was there, but Carl Osler wasn't. And you have Claude Julien, who didn't change much of Michel Therrien's system when he arrived on February 14 of this year, okay? He tweaked some stuff, but he didn't change anything in the system. He arrived this year, and he asked those Ds, especially, a new way to move the puck. He wants something strict. He wants a tape-to-tape kind of hockey. Not don't throw the puck on the boards or on the glass. So it needs skills. The transition game needs to be better, okay? That's what they're working on right now. So you look at, so let's say in my book, Claude Julien is kind of a just arrived with the Montreal Canadiens and put his system on. You look at Washington when Barry Trotz arrived, first 10 games of that season, only 4 wins. Mike Sullivan, when he arrived with the Penguins, a better team than the Montreal Canadiens, but he changed his system quickly. He didn't last with the system that was there. Even if he arrived in December, 4 wins. Anaheim, when they changed their coach, 4 wins in the first 10 games. So the only coach that really arrived with a new system in place was capable of winning games quickly was Guy Boucher last year, 7 wins in his first 10 games. But still, it was a struggle at one point for the Senators to win games. But they had a good start. So I think people need to take a breather here, okay? They need to understand that the wins are not going to come quickly to start that season, but they're going to come. And I think they can build on a lot of things. They can build on what they did versus the Blackhawks in the last game. They played, honestly, they were the better team. So at least you know that things are going the right way. They have a player like Victor Mete, was a fourth round pick 2 years ago, who's playing like a veteran right now. Okay, he's not going to go back in London. You can mark my word, he's staying in Montreal. So you look at their D's, and I do feel that they have better D's. It's a little sad that Andrei Markov is not playing anymore in Montreal, but let's be honest, he was not Andrei Markov of 5 years ago or 3 years ago. He was slow, mm-hmm. Okay? And you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, how quick these guys are. You look at the Devils on Wednesday at the ACC, how quick though. You really think that Andrei Markov can still play in that league? Personally, honestly, even if I like Andrei, I don't think so, okay? So after that, they lost MLN. For me, this is the biggest loss for the Montreal Canadiens, D-wise. And I know maybe I'm the only one thinking that, but because he was making the other teams accountable on the ice, okay? And he was a vicious man. So when you're playing versus a guy like him, you're going in a corner, it's going to hurt. They don't have that guy anymore. And that's the only player with their defense, that all the defensemen that they had last year, that I feel like they're missing. And I'm not talking about a top four guy. I'm talking about your fifth or your sixth defenseman here. So they're going to be better with their transition game. No doubt about that. That's what the management wants. When it's going to click, it's going to click. There's a lot of pressure in Montreal right now. Every year in Montreal, they need to find somebody to get fired, okay, right. Every year. 2 years ago was Michel Therrien. Michel Therrien, after his first season in Montreal, I remember there was some report in some media here in Montreal, main media, by the way, not internet media, main media, saying that Michel Therrien has lost his room. He coached another 3 years with that team, okay? So let's be careful about what you wish for sometime. You need to be patient, and I think that you look at Jeff Molson, the way he managed as an owner, he's a patient guy, and he's going to let Marc Bergevin do his job. And I do feel inside of me that he's 100, if not more, percent behind his GM. And he thinks that Marc is working really, really hard to help this team wins. I mean, Marc doesn't spend a minute not thinking about how my team is going to be better. So I think Marc Bergevin is really working the right way, honestly. And if you make a change, let's say for the sake of it, you need to make a change, you really feel that it's going to be better? Really? Really? That's the question you need to ask yourself sometime. Look at the last 9 teams that won the Stanley Cup, or the last 9 years. Stanley Cup was won by Pittsburgh 3 times, Blackhawks 3 times, Kings 2 times, and one in 2011, it was the Boston Bruins. Okay? So the Kings, the Blackhawks, and the Pittsburgh Penguins, they had to go through hell before winning those Stanley Cups.
Right.
The Blackhawks, I think, made the playoffs only once in 10 years at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You need, like the Toronto Maple Leafs, we're all talking about the Oilers, how good they are. The Toronto Maple Leafs, how good they are. Oh, was it fun to go to the ACC 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun to go see the Oilers 3 years ago? Was
right.
it fantastic to pay $200 to see those guys? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so. So they're stuck right now. They need, like other teams around that league, Jeff, they need to draft the right way. They need to be careful when they're trading a player. Really careful. It's not easy. But it's not only easy for Marc Bergevin, it's not easy for Gordon with the New York Rangers, it's not easy for those teams that are making the playoffs year after year. And sadly for them, they're not going to get the first pick early in the draft. It's not going to happen. Nobody's going to help those guys. So everybody is kind of in the same boat. You have those elite teams, the Pittsburgh Penguins. They know that the Maple Leafs are coming in, and the Oilers are. They all know it. They all know it. They were lucky enough to win those Stanley Cup. Is it going to happen again? I don't know. But what I'm saying here, it's not easy, and I don't think that putting pressure on Marc Bergevin is really the right way to do things right now. Honestly, I think people are wrong.
Monsieur Lavoie, very well said. I appreciate you joining us as always.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
We'll talk
to you. Enjoy your baseball.